playful way, and Radha was appreciating her happy mood, and so she finished her cooking in that manner. And as she was returning from the underground back to Varsana, she was remembering this exchange with Mother Yashoda and thinking, although it was just playful, when I go back to Varsana and my mother and father see this on my hands, they'll think maybe there was a wedding or a betrothal, but there has been no discussion with my parents, and this would be very wrong. And so she went to that pond and washed all the turmeric off of her hands and arm and left the pond a yellow color. And then she returned to Varsana. While she was doing that, some persons saw her doing that, and they understood what the meaning was, and so they reported this to Vrishabhanu and Kirtida. Mother Yashoda was sending your daughter as a message of betrothal to Krishna. And they heard this message and thought, we were thinking the same thing. How wonderful. The king of Braja, Nanda Maharaj, has offered his son in marriage to our daughter. Let us heartily accept. And so he gathered together a bullock cart load of jewels and valuables to send back to Nandagram as a statement of, we accept. And here's a very nice gift. And so when Nanda Maharaj received the bullock cart filled with valuables and jewels, he asked Mother Jasoda, what happened? Did something take place that you didn't tell me about? She said, well, it was just playful. It was just I was speaking to Radha in this way, and I put some turmeric on her hand, but I think it's a wonderful idea, don't you? And Nanda Maharaj said, I was thinking the same. Every morning, Radha comes and cooks so wonderfully for Krishna, they would make a wonderful couple. But we don't have the opulence that is there with Kirtida and Vrishabhanu. So what are we to do? And some arrangement like this could never be approved without checking with Purnamasi. So we should ask Purnamasi if this is all right, if she recommends this. So they sent a messenger to Purnamasi to find out if she would give her blessings. And Purnamasi, we heard this yesterday, Purnamasi is Yoga Maya personified, the internal potency of Krishna for the enactment of Krishna's pastimes. And when she heard this idea that Radha and Krishna should marry, her response internally was horrible. That will spoil everything. The pastimes of Radha and Krishna are made even more sweet by this relationship of paramourship. It's different than the singing of birds. Very different sound vibration. So she didn't say that. What she said was, let me do some astrological calculations, and I'll let you know. And she went into her room and began writing things on paper and came back and said, this is a very bad time for marriage to take place. Not for a long time. Come back some years later and ask me this question, and I'll let you know, now is not at all a good time. Okay. Because when Purnamasi spoke, everyone followed, because they had such regard for her. The mother of Sandipani Muni, she who taught Krishna everything that Krishna knows. And so the marriage didn't take place. But this wonderful pastime, Pini Pokar, you can go there. Well, we won't go there. We probably won't go there. But it's a very nice place like this. Nice tree-shaded place, very pleasant atmosphere, very large pond, and at the time of Krishna's pastimes, yellowish in color, and therefore the name Pini Pokar. I'm not sure what to do about the prasadam arrangements. I can continue speaking some other pastimes. Yeah, one thing that I wanted to mention in relation to Lalita Devi, since we're still in Unchagaon. There's a very nice drama, one of the many dramas of Rupa Goswami, that was called Hansa Dutta. Hansa Dutta is focused on Radha and Krishna, but the spotlight also goes on Lalita Devi. And the scene, the opening scene of Hansa Dutta, is Krishna has just left Vrindavan to go to Mathura in the chariot of Akrura. And what happened in Vrindavan after that is the subject of Hansa Dutta. The gopis were totally devastated, as if lifeless. They were going mad. And one of their major concerns was somehow to maintain the life of Sri Radha. So they thought, in separation from Krishna, if we can go to some of the places where Radha and Krishna would have their pastimes, just to see those places, Radha may feel some connection with Krishna, if her separation might decrease. So they're walking along the path, and as they were walking, they saw one place where Radha and Krishna had very loving, wonderful, loving pastimes together, a little cottage. And as they were passing and Radha saw the place, she fell to the ground unconscious. Maybe some of you have seen that painting. Radha is lying there on the ground, stretched out, unconscious. And immediately Lalita took charge. Lalita said, immediately go to the river Jamuna and get some water and sprinkle it on Radha to revive her. Meanwhile, Lalita took little fibers of cloth to see if, in fact, Radha was even alive or dead. Much like when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wanted to see if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was faking trance, or was in genuine trance, or perhaps even was dead. So Lalita placed some fibers of cotton before her nostrils and saw that her life air was suspended. There was no normal breathing in and out, but only very slight, slight movement. So she wasn't dead, and she wasn't in a normal state of consciousness. She was in a state of complete trance. So this, at the same time, enlivened Lalita's heart that she was in fact still alive. But at the same time saddened Lalita, because she knew the intensity of her feelings. So she decided that she personally would go to the river Jamuna and gather water for her. and somehow revive Radharani. And as she reached the river Jamuna, she saw a large, very majestic, beautiful swan, white swan. And as she saw the swan, she started thinking, perhaps the swan can carry a message to Krishna about Radharani and the separation that Radharani is feeling for Krishna. So she began instructing the swan how to find Krishna, in which direction to fly, and how to find Krishna, she was describing, you will fly over this place where this pastime of Radha and Krishna took place, and then you will fly over that place where another pastime of Radha and Krishna took place. And she was just immersed in thought of, she couldn't, her whole frame of reference is the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Everything in Braj was entirely upon that basis of her assisting Radha and Krishna in enjoying their pastimes together. Such a beautiful depiction. What a way to describe how a swan would fly and see the various places of Krishna's pastimes. I don't recall if it even ends that the swan even left. It was just Radha's, Lalita's immersion in thoughts of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. But from her perspective, Radha also, simply thinking of giving Krishna pleasure, but the position of Lalita is thinking of how to assist Radha in giving pleasure to Krishna. And the position of Sri Rupa Manjari is how to assist Lalita in assisting Radha in giving pleasure to Krishna. And this is our Gaudiya Vaishnava teaching. This is Lord Chaitanya's teaching. The topmost devotee is one who is thinking how to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the intimate associates of the gopis of Braja who are serving Krishna. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayora Dasa Dasa Anudasa. So we hear this instruction from Chaitanya Charitamrita, and right here where we are in Unchagaon, it was most wonderfully exhibited by Lalita Sakhi. And wherever was Lalita Sakhi were her attendants, and wherever her attendants were their attendants. And this is our teaching. This is our way of Gaudiya Vaishnava life. So in Krishna's pastimes, those enactments of being the servant of the servant of the servant were being carried out in most glorious ways. And in Gaura Lila, the same follows. The mood is the same mood. But in this case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Krishna himself, was in the mood of Radha. And just as Lalita and Vishakha were intimate associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their mood, the mood of Ramananda Roy as the person who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had instruct through the mouth of Ramananda Roy the most confidential teachings of Rasa and Sarup Damodar. These two were the same as Lalita and Vishakha, most confidential associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, simply enhancing the pastimes as Lalita and Vishakha were enhancing the mood of Radha's love for Krishna. And the others who were personally assisting Ramananda Roy and Sarup Damodar, the whole network is the same network. It's Radha and Krishna pastimes being enacted in a contemporary manner. And we're followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and if we're very fortunate, we can pick up that essence and enter into the same mood of being the servant of the servant of the servant. We're mentioning yesterday, when we were visiting the Dauji temple, the mood of Srila Prabhupada in appreciation of Krishna Balaram, and the mood of the cowherd boys. And remember that when Srila Prabhupada was a small boy, his father, we have some children here, parents and their children, and every time Gaur Mohan would invite a sadhu to their home, what was the request he made of the sadhu? Please bless my son that he will become a nice devotee of Srimati Radharani. Please bless my son that he become a nice devotee of Srimati Radharani. Please bless Abhay that he will become a nice devotee of Srimati Radharani. And so Prabhupada is carrying that blessing of so many sadhus of being a nice devotee of Srimati Radharani. And as followers of Srila Prabhupada, we get to be the servant of a nice devotee of Srimati Radharani, or a servant of a nice devotee of Srimati Radharani, or a servant of the servant of a nice devotee of Srimati Radharani. From the worldly perspective, it's a world of difference. From a transcendental perspective, there's no difference. One can access that same mood if one has the mercy of the great devotees of Srimati Radharani, or the devotees of the great devotees of Srimati Radharani. If one is a recipient of such mercy, if one is, and how do you become a recipient of such mercy? Very simple. You have to be eager for it. Become eager to receive mercy, and you'll receive mercy. Become eager to receive mercy, and you receive mercy. Prabhupada sometimes referred to the Christian teaching. Christ taught, seek and you shall find. It's the same message. The level of application is a little higher, but the same principle. When we come to Vrindavan, it's not just, you know, seeing this place, seeing that place, take some pictures, make some recordings, then you go back and tell the people that you came from, oh, I saw this place and I saw that place. That's okay, but the deeper benefit to be derived is seeking the blessings of the personalities who resided in these places. This is the samadhi of Narayan Bhatt Goswami, who disclosed the leelas of Krishna, just like the six Goswamis of Vrindavan disclosed the leelas of Krishna. This very pleasing grove, besides the atmosphere is very nice, and very soon we'll take prasadam. It looks like it arrived, so we'll be happy. But I'm appealing. Go more deeply than the surface, the apparent picture of things. It's nice that someone made a nice wall and planted nice trees, and it's very pleasing atmosphere, and after all, we are in Vrindavan, and it's nice. But we've come to Vrindavan for more than that. mental impressions, visual impressions, but heart impressions. And the heart impression will be as much as we're eager for it. To pick up, enter more deeply into the mood of being the servant of the servant of the servant of those who are very dear servants of Srimati Radharani. Unchukgaon is a perfect place to do that. And again, the very next place that we're going is Radharani's place. Of the pictures that people that really don't know Vrindavan so well, the three or four that everybody knows, Govardhan Hill, Madan Mohan Temple, Kusum Sarovar, and Varsana. Yes, you see a picture of Varsana immediately. People that don't know much about Vrindavan, that's Varsana. So we're here. We're just in the outskirts in Unchukgaon, one of the suburbs of Varsana. And we're going to soon enter into that very sacred place, that sacred precinct of Radha's abode. So let us, again, pray very earnestly and sincerely to Lalita Devi that her mood of service to the servant of Radha and Krishna can be experienced by us, even by her mercy, even a little, and nurture that to the rest of our day here in Unchukgaon and Varsana. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.